Well, Jamal, give us your take on things at the moment in time. What an impressive display it was midweek.
Yeah, it was really good, you know. But obviously we're very early into the league stages at the moment, so don't want to get carried away. But obviously the signs there are encouraging. You know, like I was just talking on the training field, we're only going to get fitter, stronger and better. So we all know what like we have to do. We're playing together can only get better. So we just got to know that Tuesday is another springboard for Saturday. So we just want to keep on going at that.
The last two performances, though, if you take even the results aside and just look at the performances, they've been impressive. I was at the Chesterfield game. It was a front-foot attacking performance, wasn't it? And the same as well away from home.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got players all over the park that want to get on the ball, want to go forward. And I think this season we can scare defences to absolute death. I think we've got everything. We've got pace, power, goals. We've got a lot of height in the team as well. So the gaffer's talking about set pieces and stuff. We've got threats from all over the park. So just hopefully we can stay gelled, get even stronger together, and just crack on.
I know you had that little hamstring injury as well, didn't you, ahead of the new campaign. Was there a little bit of a worry in your mind then? New manager comes in and everyone's pushing for spots and you suddenly can't push as much?
Well, I completed the majority of pre-season, so that was really good. I felt I was feeling really strong. Obviously, I missed the whole game, which was frustrating, obviously, breaking down with only a week to go. But that's football. It's obviously frustrating and extremely annoying, but it's about coming back fitter and stronger. Hopefully, I can stay that way, and see I got my chance on Tuesday. Hopefully, I can start on Saturday, and just keep my place in the team.
How important is it for you to stamp down a starting shirt here at Sheffield United? Then we know you went out on loan at the end of last season to get some football. New manager, new regime. How important is it for you?
I think it's important for everybody. I don't think anybody can rest on their laurels, really. Obviously, like you said, I went on loan. Obviously, it was a big shock to everybody. After scoring 7 goals last year, is nobody could really believe it. But that's part and parcel of football. It happens. It happens to the best of us. That's gone now, and obviously, I don't think anybody can afford to feel safe in a team. Because once you take your foot off the gas, there's always going to be somebody else that's knocking the door that wants your shirt.
Just reflecting back on that, was it a shock to you as well then? Because there wasn't really an explanation as such in terms of it wasn't known whether you had asked to go out on loan, whether you were sent out on loan.
No, I definitely didn't ask to go on loan. But like I said, that's in the past. The way I am, if the manager wants me to go on loan, I want to play football. So for me, I just don't want to train Monday to Friday, come a Saturday and I'm not playing, I'm not involved. I think that's probably the most frustrating thing as a footballer, not playing on a Saturday after you've worked so hard during the week. Although I didn't want to go, I just wanted to go and keep playing, play football, and it was unfortunate, but like I said, that happens. So now, even more so, I'll take nothing for granted. I'm here to play football, here to win games, and here for us to move forward.
What has Nigel Adkins been saying to you then? What's his message to you been? Because he told us how excited he was about getting you involved in the first team, and when he came out here, he was praising your crosses as well from the other night.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for me so far. I think for all the boys, even the ones that aren't playing at the moment, what you get is an honesty and encouragement from him and throughout the whole management staff. It's fantastic, it's refreshing. But on a personal note, yeah, he just tells me to keep doing what I'm doing, go at players, do what you're good at. And they're giving me another dimension, allowing me to come inside and play off the front men. It's really exciting. It's a lot of fun as well. So the main thing is confidence to go and express yourself. He's encouraging us to do tricks and express ourselves and be crowd pleasers. So just really got to thank him for that, really, to be honest, and just hopefully I can keep repaying him and performing.
Because the Bramall Lane crowd at times last season didn't have much attractive football to watch, let's say. Some fantastic cup runs and cup form as well. But how much is it about this season, in some ways, repaying their faith as well and going out there and putting on impressive displays?
The fans have been fantastic, really. Unbelievable. Obviously, last year was really frustrating. Obviously, you'd win one, draw the next 2, 3, 4, lose, then win, and it's the same old thing all year. Obviously, the cup runs kind of sugar-coated our league form. But obviously, now we know our main focus is on the league. We know what we've got to do, and all together, the players, the staff, the fans, everyone pulling in together, we know what we want to achieve. We want to go up, and that's the end of it.